So Eddie, Kell Brooks will be back in Sheffield in October. Just how hard was it to find an opponent that was willing to come over here and fight Kell?
Very difficult, because I think he's the best in the world. I really do. And we found one that's very, very credible, very, very tough. In fact, probably tougher than a lot of these so-called big names, because you know, we saw particularly in a Brandon Rios fight, you know, there was no way Chavez was going to lose that fight unless he was getting disqualified, which he did in the ninth round. But head on all cards, drew with Timothy Bradley. This is a fight to show everybody the levels that Kell Brook is at. And it's going to be tough, because this guy is going to cause you a nightmare. He's rough, he's tough, he's dirty, he can really punch, but he can box and move as well. So this is a really tough fight for Kell Brook, but so pleased that he's back in his home arena after that little trip to London in May.
When you talk about the big names in the welterweight division, the fact that Mayweather and Pacquiao are still there, how much is that impacting who fights who? And is everybody kind of trying to protect their record at the moment because they want the shot at the big two?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of the guys like easy paydays, you know, and they don't want to come to England to fight Kell Brook. Why would you? It's probably the toughest fight in the division. Mm. So the answer is we've got to pay him a load of money, which we'll have to do. But you need fighters who have everything to gain, like a Diego Chavez, and almost nothing to lose. That makes them very, very dangerous. You know, but this is a real genuine world title fight between a top 10 welterweight and, in my opinion, the very best welterweight in the world. And it's going to be a special night. You know, you've got two big European title fights as well. Ricky Burns challenging for the European title. Gavin McDonald defending. Another big fight to be added. And, of course, on the big screens later that night in the arena, Tyson Fury against Vladimir Klitschko. So it's a big festival, if you like, for boxing in Yorkshire, and a real test for Kell Brook.
Can you quite believe that it is a year since what happened to Kell, Hamner, Kell, and yet nobody seems to really talk about it anymore? He just moved on from that and it doesn't affect him at all?
No, I think the fans, you know, fans, although what happened to Kell was terrible at the time, I think fans forget about that quite quickly. You know, he's had, you know, people were saying to me, oh, you know, he should be boxing more. Well, he's boxed 3 times in 6 months after coming back from that injury, which at world title level is phenomenal, really. So he's done remarkably well. And you know, I feel like this is the fight to break through those mega fights, you know, the Bradley fight, the Khan fight, because, you know, I can understand people saying about the Frankie Gavin fight, oh, you know, do you think it gave you the credibility? It was a real quick turnaround from the Jojo Den fight. But this is a world-level fight, you know. A guy who in his last fight drew with Timothy Bradley. Timothy Bradley, the guy that beat Pacquiao, you know, the guy that beat Marquez. So he can really mix at world level. And it's really, really tough fight.
And some interesting remarks from Chavez in terms of the rivalry between England and Argentina and what he's going to do, saying that Kell's a bit linear. Mm. So when you sort of read those, what do you make of that?
Well, I think Kell made some interesting comments as well, because I think, you know, I think it was Ali or Tyson that said every fighter's got a plan till they get hit. And that's true. You know, people believe they see weaknesses in Kell Brook, but when you get in the ring and you're faced with a monster of a welterweight, everything changes. And Chavez is someone that is definitely going to be committed to trying to win the fight, and that's what will make it so exciting. He is tough, he is dirty, he likes to fight on the inside, but Kell has, I think, the best jab in boxing. And you know, it's going to make for a great, great fight. You know, he talked about the weaknesses he's seen, he talked about the supposed rivalry between Argentina and England, which is good, and I think he'll be lively on fight week. I think he'll get in Kell Brook's face, and I think he'll try and rough him up at the press conference, the weigh-in and the fight. So it's going to be exciting.
You've seen some great nights at Sheffield with Kell, but when you look at Leeds and Warrington, I mean, how much would you love to recreate the atmosphere we saw recently at Sheffield for this one?
I think, you know, the two are quite similar. You know, there's a lot of love for Kell Brook. When we saw the Jojo Dan fight, the atmosphere was brilliant. The Leeds atmosphere is very special. I mean, I was watching it back on YouTube the other night, and you just don't see it in any arena, you know, and Sheffield is a wonderful atmosphere, but Leeds is off the chain. It really is. And now they've got a fighter that can go on and win world titles. See, Sheffield has already got a world champion, and he's got a fighter that's not just a world champion, but Kell Brook, who can go on and, I believe, unify the division. Now, Leeds has got a popular kid who can also become a world champion, which is great, because you can only get so far on being a nice kid that sells tickets. So it's great times for boxing in Yorkshire. Jay McDonald was phenomenal at the weekend. Doncaster have got their world champion they should be proud of. And British boxing is booming, but particularly in the Yorkshire region.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you what's next for Kell. I mean, I don't want to look beyond this fight, but spring next year, is that sort of big mega fight time for Kell? You know, everyone will talk about Khan, Bradley, Thurman, others that make
sure. I mean, look, you know, we know who we want to fight, and sometimes it's easier said than done. But the Bradley fight is one that we really, really like. And, you know, Dominic Ingle alluded to it there. It's a great fight style-wise for Kell Brook. The Amir Khan fight remains one we'll chase and chase, but, you know, you almost give up on after a while.
Is there any... he's coming down a little
bit.
Yeah,
I think he talks about the fight will happen one day, but, you know, we want to know when. And it goes back to what I said in the press conference. People don't want to fight Kell Brook. You know, and people say, oh, it's because the money's not right. No, you don't want to get into Kell Brook because he's a beast. And he's the best welterweight out there. You know, you've got Floyd Mayweather who's, you know, almost take him out of the list because he's of what he's achieved. But, you know, of all the others, Kell Brook is in my opinion, he beats them all. And, you know, it's a very special time for British boxing to have fighters of that level.
And on Jamie, what next for him now? And you're going to put him again at bantamweight? Is he going to look to move up? I mean, he's very keen, I think, in this next year to cash in. He's been pretty honest about that.
And you have to love his honesty. And he wants as many big fights as possible for as much money as possible. And we'll deliver him that, and we have done so far. And he's in for a great time over the next, you know, 12 months, because there's huge fights out there for him at bantamweight, huge fights out there for him at super bantamweight. And unlike a lot of these top names, he doesn't care who he fights, which is a joy as a promoter, because you can put him in all the big money fights as quickly as possible.
Is he, when you look at the British world champions, he's got to be the most underrated of the group?
I think so, and it's nice to see him now getting the exposure he deserves. And it's tough being a bantamweight. You know, it's easy being a big heavyweight. You know, you've got likes of Anthony Joshua, who the broadcasters and the media just can't get enough of. And the smaller guys don't tend to get the credit. And this is a guy who's won British, Commonwealth, European, two-time world champion, been to America, defended his world title twice. And, you know, he's getting a lot of credit now. And he's a great fighter, very underrated. Same kind of thing as Kell Brook. You know, you see him and you think, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. When you get in there, all of a sudden you've got this big, long jab in your face. And it's totally different.
And quicker possibility of him one day, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Jamie's always done the weight that great. And, you know, he's made some mistakes. And I think under Dave Caldwell now, that's changed. I think he was surprised, even though this was quite a short camp, how easily he made that weight. So I don't think there's as much tearing rush to move up. But the Quigg fight is one that's definitely there for 2016. And, you know, I'd like to see him try and unify the bantamweight division as well.